join together this time. There is about you all a sluggishness, a tiredness of your energies. But as I continue, you will feel before you leave this room much more lightness within you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I must admit, feeling a little tired this evening. I commented on it earlier.
It is much more general than your good self.
Yes, I can appreciate what you're saying too. Yes, everyone can.
I have been most interested to see how much you have gained from a visitor who comes to you.
We have indeed gained much.
Yes. But I have to say, my dear friends, that the practice that would be good for you is not in general taking place.
No, I don't think we feel we need to get ourselves in a slightly less tired condition so that we can be sharp of mind. I think sharpness of mind seems to be an important factor in this work. Would you agree that?
What is important is that you are willing to try. After all, it is the spiritual essence which will be at work and not the physical being. Therefore, physical tiredness is really irrelevant.
Oh, right. That's interesting.
Would you say that to concentrate on one aspect of mind projection at a time?
I would suggest that each one chooses what they wish to try and to make it individual to themselves, but to focus upon one thing, as you say, is a much better thing to try to achieve. Yes. But if you do not attempt, how can you expect for these gifts to grow?
No, that's very true. Exactly.
But as I have said to you in past times, it is dependent upon each individual what they attempt to achieve.
Yes.
We can offer our advice, which I must say I have done often, but in the end it is up to each individual to decide for themselves. But remember that the object of the mind projection was for your benefit and not only for the enjoyment and the knowledge.
Yes.
Do you remember those words?
Yes, indeed. Yes, I'm sure we will appreciate that. And,
yes.
Yes, we must get down to the practice more thoroughly.
Yes, I think it needs to become a part of our daily meditations.
Yes, indeed. You are quite correct, my dear friend. Daily meditation is the source of your knowledge. And again, I have to say, dear friends, that some of you are rather lax in this area.
Yes.
But again, the responsibility lies with you. And I am not here to place criticism at your feet, but to try to encourage you. So I hope that my words do not bring offense to any of you.
No, we need that sometimes.
I also would wish to welcome our visitor this time and to say just a few words to him, that it would be appropriate at this time in his own spiritual thinking to perhaps make a little more commitment to his own spiritual growth.
Okay.
And I will leave it there with you. Forgive. I am still making adjustments. If you have any questions this time, I will be happy to answer them for you.
Any questions, Richard?
Amongst humans, there has always been a degree of dissatisfaction with some, which has caused unrest, which has led to wars, as you call them, to man against man, killing, fighting, and all of these things that you are well aware of. But of course, as time has progressed and what you call weapons have been constructed and become such destructive forces, then of course the unrest and dissatisfaction with fellow men has become greater, because the destruction of fellow men is greater. But there has always been this element of mankind, no matter what religious status you place upon them. There has always been a minority of peoples who, for whatever reason, they feel to be right, have brought upon themselves and their fellow man much harm and destruction. So you see, this is not new. And the coincidence of time that you have noted has no bearing on what has happened. It is something that has constantly happened throughout your time. That is why it is most important that those from our world have gathered in numbers at this time of your evolution, so that mankind can recognize the many, what you would call, injustices within your world. And until such time as mankind realizes, there will always be unrest. But remember my words, that this time mankind will not be allowed to become a destructive force upon this planet. That as time continues, and of course we are not speaking of months or years or even in your earthly time, but eventually the time will come when mankind must realize that his fellow man is the object of his love, yes, and not his hatred. Yes. For whatever reason he feels there may be injustice, it cannot be allowed to simmer. And I assure you, my dear friends, that that is our purpose and our plan for this planet.
Yes. Yes, thank you for putting that into proper context, I think would be a good expression.
Yes, you must always remember that these incidents are small incidents in the history of your earth. And no matter how devastating they may seem to you or to the peoples of this earth, there is always that much wider picture.
Yes.
I hope that has been helpful to you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, thank you. And while we're on this this topic, I have been asked to raise a question with you by a friend, the question concerns the running down of the Earth's oil stocks, and I know a lot of people see this as a difficult period, a period of transition of, in some ways, I believe. But it could also be a dangerous period politically when people, different factions are striving for the vast remains of Earth's oil. But I think you will say this is a physical exercise, and this is an exercise for us in looking to new energy sources.
Yes, indeed.
And some which will not be as damaging to the planet as oil has been. But I would welcome any words on that, which is seen by many as a difficult forthcoming period.
Yes. Again, you see, mankind on this planet has always tried to claim what the Earth brings as their own.
Yes.
When, in fact, all of these things are on loan to you. And let me say, the word transition that you used, that is precisely what it is, as it has been in times past. But the depletion of oil supplies in your world will of course be replaced by other energy. And if you remember quite some time ago, in your time, I told you that they would look to the seas of your world for energy.
Yes.
That is something to come.
Yes.
But I understand your question, and yes, there will be many who will be unhappy with the situations in your world. And again, I will say, it will cause problems. But to you, I say, keep faith in that all of the earthly laws will continue in the way that they are meant to be.
Yes, that is a lovely, strong finish to your statement, keep faith. Yes, thank you for that.
If there are no more questions, I will work quietly with this instrument and allow your other visitors to come.
Thank you. It's okay if we play some more music.
Of course, again I say, no sudden loudness,
no.
Please.
No. Thank you once again.
Thank you, darling. Our love goes with you.